Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is up 27 at 792 and three quarters. July wheat, the winter variety, up 27 and a quarter at 788 and a half. Soft May wheat, 712 and a half down two. July, 715 down one and three quarters. May corn, 487 down three. July, 491 and a quarter down three and a quarter. December, 485 and three quarters down two. May soybeans, 1426 and a quarter, now a half, up one. July, $13.99, now $14, now 99 and three quarters, up one. November, $11.86 and a half, up two and a half. May soybean meal, $4.62.30, up 30. May soybean oil, $40.92, up 8. April live cattle, $144.32 and a half, up 17 and a half. March feeder cattle, $177.42 and a half, up 72 and a half. And Apriline hogs, $123.02 and a half. They're down 167, now 165. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, and on the phone to talk about commodities and all things agriculture is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. And happy National Agriculture Day, Wayne.
Well, thank you, Dave. We'll have to celebrate that somehow today. Eat a good steak, I guess.
That would be good. Pork chop would be good.
Pork chops are excellent. We like those too. So, yeah, it's quite a nervous sort of day, a nervous sort of trade here today. We're looking, and Informa will be popping out with some of their guesstimates for the acreage and stocks here a little bit later this morning. But we'll be looking forward to looking at those. Corn down just a little bit this morning, but beans trading both sides of unchanged. Very nervousness over there. A lot of nervousness in the market about what's really happening in Russia and what will continue to happen down the road, as to whether they will sit still with what they're doing after being kicked out of the G8 and now the G7 again. Lots of tension as far as market goes.
Hard to get position squared when things are so choppy.
The problem is we're seeing things happen that aren't following fundamental news. Basically, when we're seeing China canceling, them being the largest importer of beans in the world, seeing them scaling back and redoing things along the way, we're wondering how the strength continues to build and build and build in the bean market. But it does seem to do that, and when things we don't understand happen, why the volatility is good, and maybe it's time to cover positions and thinking if we're going to be one way, we need to have a collar put on the other side or vice versa to have a covered trade.
So. Well, I mean, I'll give you just one example. We were pretty sure that old crop ending stocks for soybeans were getting close to pipeline supply, and we can discuss exactly what that number looks like, but most people thinking near pipeline or around pipeline. Cash market seemed to suggest it, firm still in the old crop. And all of a sudden, China is not taking the beans from South America and then shopping them back into the U.S., and all of a sudden you don't know what U.S. ending stocks might come out on Monday.
You sure don't. And, and will this have happened in time to be included in this report?
Right.
They can if they want to. They might not, because these are supposed to be as of March 1st. So, that's one of the strange things about it. Sometimes they include them and sometimes they don't. So that leaves us way up in the air. We're seeing lots of recommendations on how to go through the report from different advisory firms. Most all of them involve options covering one side or the other, that they are scared just because of the political turmoil in the world of whether we know whether this is bullish or bearish, even when we see the numbers.
It don't even look like you see much spreading activity going on, and you might have thought, at least early in the week, it would be a spreading kind of affair.
Well, that was the one thing we all sort of feel, and we look at the spread, here we are, May beans 1428, new crop beans 1187, so quite a spread there between old and new crop, but we are looking for quite a few additional acres to be planted. We'll see if that materializes, but definitely a bigger crop than what we've got this year as far as acreage goes. You know, and as we look here, though, between the May and the Dease corn, only a 2 cent spread. Mm-hmm. So that's telling you we are concerned enough about the new crop with the carryout that we're looking at for this year that the weather is still very, very important. You know, in the wheat, of course, we've continued to see some quite reactions in it. You know, El Nino calls for some fairly good weather for the U.S., but Australia generally suffers with the drought-type conditions with the El Nino if it would happen to come in earlier this summer. And that, of course, is a big wheat-producing country.
May wheat's up 26.5, July 27.75. The fundamentals behind that are what?
Well, I think, you know, it's a dry forecast for out west, a few less acres. And, of course, the uncertainty of what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine, you know, one of our biggest competitors in the wheat market along with Australia.
And it does appear that wheat has managed to detach itself pretty completely from corn at this point.
It has detached itself. It's actually a little bit of a strengthened area for the corn. It is helping to solidify the bottom there.
But it hasn't pulled old crop prices up much more over to the 490 benchmark.
No, but basically we were talking at this time of year, at the end of the year, looking more closer to $4 than closer to $5. You know, last time I checked, we're a lot closer to $5.
So should producers who haven't done anything, and I suspect there's still a good number of producers who have not done much with new crop marketings yet, should they reward these prices ahead of the report or no?
We like to have some coverage going into this report in this time period because it can be quite dramatic. Depending on what level you're hedged at, if you're hedged up fair along the way, why we don't think that we think we'd stand aside on any further pricing until we see how the report comes out. If we price nothing, then we probably ought to look at putting some bottoms under these markets. And we might want to use options rather than the futures that we would generally use at this point in time because of the political situation.
Mm-hmm. And then after the reports and the dust clears,
Weather.
But the thing about the weather that I learned last year, and although I don't know how traders will think about it, but what we learned last year is that you can plant corn all the way into the middle of May, and even if it's a week, if you only have a week window, you can put 40% of a national crop in the second or third week of May, and it grows a lot of corn.
Yes, it does, Dave. I think more so that we're more concerned in the planning as we look at the situation is back to weather again, and will the western states get enough moisture to grow the mm-hmm. corn crop no matter what date it's planted?
And that really is a concern because the drought charts aren't going the correct direction.
The drought charts say we've got some very dry areas.
Yeah.
You were homesick, unfortunately, but, I mean, you know, Murray Wise said he was glad he didn't have his arm on farms in California anymore.
So what else should we be looking at on the balance of this week?
Well, like I said, Inform is going to be out, mm-hmm. The Hogs and Pig Report on Friday. I think that's going to give us a little indication on how the government might look at feed usage on the balance sheet on Monday and watching those things. I think those are the important things, and, of course, you know, what sort of political things arise out of this market is going to be very, very big.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter May wheat is 791, up 25 and a quarter. July is 789 and a quarter, up 28. Soft May wheat, 711. Now 11 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. July 7.14, down 2 and 3 quarters. May corn, 4.86 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a quarter. July 4.91, down 3 and a half. December 4.85 and 3 quarters, down 2. May soybeans, 14.27 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a quarter. July 13.99 and 3 quarters, up 1. November 11.86 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal, 463.50, now 40, up 140. And May soybean oil, 40.90, up 6 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.